Conversion therapy is the umbrella term for a range of pseudoscientific practices that attempt to change rainbow individual sexual identity to conform to heteronormative standards, to the point where practitioners often deny any other sexualities barring heterosexuality. There's virtually no reliable evidence that sexual orientation can be changed, especially by counseling and electroshock treatment. Medical bodies warn that conversion therapy practices are ineffective and seriously harmful. Nevertheless, the practices persist internationally. I spoke to Max Tweedy, the co-convener of Young Greens, about gay conversion therapy and the petition that Young Greens and Young Labour are releasing today to outlaw such practices in Aotearoa, New Zealand. What is the current legal status of gay conversion therapy in New Zealand?
So the current status is that conversion therapy is technically legal. The kind of associations of counsellors and therapists basically tell their own members that it's unethical and they shouldn't practice it. But the legal status at the moment is that it is able to be practiced and is practiced across New Zealand.
What do you see as the effects of what is labelled as gay conversion therapy on the LGBTQIA plus community, both those who have partaken or subjected to it, as well as the wider community itself?
Yeah, so I think for people that have gone through it, it's incredibly traumatizing because at its core, gay conversion therapy doesn't work because you cannot change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity because that's just simply who they are. People have to go through that and subjected to that and have to go through means of kind of non-aversive psychotherapy, which is essentially like trying to behavioural change and association and those sorts of things, is they're trying to get them to unlearn, you know, their sexual orientation or their gender identity, which is incredibly damaging. The associations of counsellors and therapists have said that these cause mental health problems in people that go through it. So it's like anxiety, depression, and then there are more severe cases where there have been cases of suicide because of it. So that to go on, for parts of the community, definitely ripples to the rest of us that are in the rainbow community, because we feel it sends a message that being having a different sexual orientation to heterosexual or having a diverse gender identity is wrong. And that kind of message that's still out there is incredibly harmful for everyone that's in the community.
Internationally, according to the Human Rights Campaign, the LGBTQIA plus community is already more than 8 times as likely to have attempted suicide, nearly 6 times as likely to report high levels of depression, 3 times as likely to use illegal drugs, and more than 3 times as likely to be at high risk for HIV and STDs, which cause severe social stigma. Do you think that denying gender sexual preference agency through such processes as the therapy only further escalates those numbers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said before, the message that conversion therapy sends is that it's wrong to be who you are. And that message is incredibly damaging for young people that are growing up and being subjected to this conversion therapy. It's damaging for anyone that is forced to go through this, because it simply sends the message it's not okay for them to be who they are in a world that already is telling them that through kind of subtle nuances in the way that our society is structured. So for that to be kind of perpetuated in a really overt way, which is completely outrightly telling people that they can't be who they are, is really damaging. And that does impose disproportionate numbers of mental health statistics that you've said that totally affects them.
Today marks the launch of a petition on government to change the legal status of gay conversion therapy in New Zealand. What is the intention and the mood of the petition?
So the intention of the petition set up by us and Young Labour is definitely to change the law. We want it banned. We want a total outright ban on all conversion therapy for sexual orientation and gender identity. And I think the mood is, ever since it kind of conversion therapy got this media attention, we didn't really know it existed. It wasn't something that was in the public eye as such. So at the moment, the mood is quite generally across the country that A, people can't believe that it's happening and going on, and B, that they want to change it and change the law and stop it for good. So they definitely supportive of our coalition government. But we just think that, you know, this isn't something that anyone knew about, really. And we hope that this, you know, gives it a lot of awareness so that people know that this is happening, and actually so that people then want to go and change the law. And we think the government, we hope that the government is going to be really receptive to this message, especially when we hand over the petition early next month.
Who currently has authority to operate such services and processes? Who is able to run such therapy, and do they require any legitimate documentation or accreditation?
So, no, they don't. Generally, they're associated with faith-based groups, so they might be members of a church, priests, that sort of thing, or religious counsellors that take these people through this therapy. There are also trained counsellors and some therapists that do still practice this abhorrent practice. And we saw that with the TVNZ Sunday documentary where someone went undercover, was there were kind of trainee counsellors that were still practicing this. So we see it often in the faith-based groups, but then also with those registered practitioners. So we want to ban it for both of those groups, any kind of form of psychotherapy or treatment that aims to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity is something that we want to outlaw in this country.
One operating service, Living Wisdom, state that they follow the same philosophy of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is that if you want to drink, that's your business, but if you want to stop, that's ours. Do you think that this, as it's not a direct attack on sexual agency, do you think that this should be permissible post a potential law change?
No. To equate alcoholism and homosexuality or a different gender identity is absolutely disingenuous and is frankly a mischaracterization of what sexual orientation and gender identity is. There is nothing that can change gender identity or sexual orientation, and to equate it to alcoholism is just complete rubbish, in my opinion. I think often people are coerced into this treatment, either by their parents or by the views that they have within their tight community, especially within faith-based groups. So we don't think that it's actually outrightly a informed choice that people make free from bias. It's a lost in times, it's coercion, and people go into it because they have this prevailing belief that society has told them that who they are is wrong. So to eliminate this option, we think, is the best way to ensure the good mental health and well-being of our rainbow community, so that this option is eliminated, so that there's no chance of coercion or being forced, especially for young people, into conversion therapy.
Yeah, I think that mentality also implies a heavy element of choice, as alcoholism does, which is somewhat potentially ill-informed. Is rendering such services illegal restrictive on the choices and actions of the rainbow community? You did previously touch on how most of the time it is coercion, but in, say, a rare case, would you say it is restrictive on autonomy?
I think that living in a modern society means that there sometimes are restrictions on choice for the general well-being of people and society as a whole. I believe this is one of those choices that we have to make as a society to say no, that we don't want anyone with a diverse sexual orientation or gender identity to put themselves or to go through this, because it is fundamentally, it doesn't work. It's fundamentally damaging, and to allow a practice that denies people's identity and denies people to be who they are just has no place in Aotearoa in 2018.
Where can people access this petition, or is it exclusively for members of Parliament?
The petition is on the parliamentary website, which means that it's easily able to be tabled by select committee. We will have a handover of the petition early next month on the Parliament forecourt with, at this stage, Green Party and Labor Party MPs, and the specific link to the petition is in the press release.
So the public have access to signing this?
Yes, and we encourage all members of the public that believe that people should have the right to be who they are to sign the petition to ban conversion therapy.